This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Jasmine Creighton.
And I'm Megan Sanchez.
Megan is a broadcasting major here at Western. She's going to be joining us for the next couple of weeks to talk about some of the issues we have on our plate here. And one of them has to do with the Newspaper Association of America, which has just changed its name to the News Media Alliance. Apparently, it thinks the idea of newspaper is outdated.
And possibly it is. I just see this as progress. This is where the industry is going. Certainly, we've seen, as the statistics point out, a drop in some 700 newspaper members since 2008. I think just simply changing the words from newspaper to media alliance is not too alarming. It is what it is, and it's just reflecting a change in progression in the industry. Newspapers aren't going away, but they are evolving and going online where they can reach more more readers.
Yeah, it's smart to be inclusive. You have more organizations able to fit under that umbrella. And I tell you what, everything has a web presence nowadays. You got TV, radio stations, and newspapers all have online presence. I think it's a good idea to take the newspaper term out of it.
And I think BuzzFeed and Independent Journal Review, they've shown themselves over time, the Huffington Post, as legitimate, you know, journalistic organizations. And I think they ought to be all included, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think just because they don't have a hard copy, you know, at first they weren't being included. And I think at first, too, when BuzzFeed came out and things like that, people didn't really take them seriously. But when you look at it, they're really doing the same reporting that the other organizations are doing. So I think that it's great that they can be a part of that organization and be able to collaborate.
Newspapers still exist. Why not keep newspaper in the title? People still know what a newspaper is.
I think they're trying to appeal to younger folks because we all know the statistics of our younger readers don't unfold a newspaper and take it out of the wrap from the front door anymore. I think they go to their phones, and this is something that they're trying to attach to and try to relate to, try to convey this to the younger folks, not just to those who are in the newspaper sector or something that's historic. I think they've got appeal to younger readers and to more readers, and I think this is just a very strategic move on their part just to rename it. I don't see it being too much too alarming beyond that.
Well, yeah. Megan, you're the youngest person on this panel, and do you ever pick up, for example, the Western Courier, which is available all around campus at Western Illinois University? You can just pick up a copy and read it. Do you pick up a hard copy or do you look at it online?
I think one of the most common attributes that people my age have is impatience. And so if one of my colleagues says, oh, I wrote this article in the Western Courier, you should pick it up today. Well, I can look at it on my phone right now. I don't have to wait to walk by a stand. So, no, I definitely think that people my age are moving more toward the web. And two, like the word newspaper, they mentioned that in the article that, you know, if somebody asks you, oh, where did you see that? They say, oh, I saw it in the Washington Post. They don't say I saw it in the paper. So I think that, yeah, it's definitely changing and evolving. And it's definitely something people my age don't really delve into.
Yeah, and I'm at the very tip top of the millennial generation. I will let that, you know, I'll let you guys know that.
Yes, you are also young, Jasmine.
I know.
Okay.
Please put that in there. But I don't pay for the newspaper, the print edition. I pay for the web access for the local newspaper. So I think you have to take that into account. That's how things are. I guess things are maybe changing into that.
Well, we talked a week or two ago about whether college papers should go all online, and we seem to think there is still a need to have a hard copy. What do you think, Will, as you hear this type of talk?
Well, I think we still have the demographics out there to prove it. I can show you the number of papers that are going out that are still being used and picked up, so I can point to that. I think there could be a credible argument that someday, and this is with any newspaper, commercial or student newspaper, that maybe someday there won't be any need to have these printing presses churn out as much. But for the time being, it seems to be a choice of at least a few readers. So why not provide both and have the best of both worlds?
And Jasmine, you and I serve on the board of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, mm-hmm. which also is a bit of an outdated sounding name. And we've talked a bit about changing that name to sound more inclusive, though we haven't really gotten anywhere with that so far. So the The Newspaper Association of America, well, no longer the Newspaper Association of America, now the News Media Alliance, is not the only group that's looked at this sort of thing. The RTDNA is the same. They changed their name from, I think, Radio and Television News Directors Association to Radio Television Digital News Association.
Yeah, and another organization I'm a part of, the National Broadcasting Society, tried to change its name just last year, and it was voted down. Everyone wanted to stick with National Broadcasting Society, but they wanted to make it include more electronic media, and that didn't go through. It was interesting to watch that.
Yeah, what about that debate? Anything stand out? Why were people opposed to that change?
Honestly, it seemed more just tradition. It had been years. It had been National Broadcasting Society many decades, and people liked that tradition.
One thing I think I'd like to add, I think the sentimental part of me loves the idea of an actual printed copy of a newspaper. You know, when you go to a museum someday and you are talking about something that happened many years ago, you're not going to say, oh, let's click that link and see what was happening in the news around that time. You want to see the actual printed copy. And so I think even though newspapers are changing, I don't see them actually dying off anytime soon.
Were you at one time a reader of actual physical hard copies of newspapers? And when did you make the transition to looking at stuff online rather than a hard copy?
I would say I've never really been solely a hard copy person because pretty much my whole life it's been available online. But when I did work for the newspaper, I would enjoy reading my own articles in hard copy because there's something special about seeing your byline there printed in person. But growing up, my parents always read the hard copy newspaper, and they still do.
I think as a reporter, I always had access to being in newsrooms and having access to the competitor newspapers. And down in St. Louis where I worked, I saw the Post-Dispatch and things of that nature. But when online came about and became mainstream, I could go look at stories on the Chicago Tribune, or I could go look at the Washington Post or New York Times, maybe not getting the entire paper, of course, without a subscription. But it just gave the paper and reached out to more people and more readers, and I definitely took advantage of that. And that's I noticed that shift between going from purely print to going online. I thought there was definite advantage to that.
I think I think what they're really doing here is making this so membership can be bigger, because now you have so many more people that fall under this umbrella and you can increase your membership.
Okay, with that, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.